darkness, everybody, darkness. Everyone, darkness is ready. Darkness, everybody, darkness.
When the darkness comes.
Tightly flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the light and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and whack a chump like a candle. Damn.
I light a chump like a candle. Damn, get it, Vanilla Ice. Get it. Woo!
Oh, ready?
Yeah. Hey, look at that boy break dance. Y'all better not ever call him a wigger again.
Yo, I'll storm it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves.
Got the running man working and everything. Look at
right.
him.
He got the darkness all inside of him.
Damn. He got so much darkness in him, he had to create ice for it.
He had to make some... Now, he black ice.
Yeah, but he black ice. You see him dancing with these Negroes, you'd believe that.
Yeah.
That motherfucker is seriously trying to keep up with these black people on this video.
You should have not tried to keep up with him.
He's like, damn, Ice Cut is working tonight.
Right.
How many of y'all wanted to be Ice, Vanilla Ice back then?
Not a damn person.
How about you, Cody?
Could y'all fill me in? I kind of just got called out of the blue.
Good.
Y'all never have a set time. Y'all just like, oh, he's on. Call him. Like, hey, I ain't got my drink ready or nothing.
What are you trying to say? We always late? What are you trying to say?
No, I was saying you're late. You say y'all never know what the hell to get on. Y'all let me know
people,
nothing.
Do you hear this blasphemy? He's trying to say niggas is always late.
I dare you. I dare you, sir.
I dare you, Cody. I dare you start this off with something racist. Come on now, Cody. Don't be like that, dude. This podcast is not about that, okay?
Right. Excuse me, what?
This is about us darkness brothers sticking together, not turning on each other. Your man is still right. Loving motherfucker. You not.
And you know, Cody, I got to make sure that everything going right, because we don't have one on repeat of last time, because that was ridiculous.
All right, if that happens again, I quit then.
I'll quit the darkness right now. We'll turn on the lights.
Yeah, I will turn the fucking light on this bitch real quick and be like, alright, you know what? That happened twice. I can't lose two good shows in 2 weeks, you know?
But nah.
What would you think about that, Mr. Ice? Damn, that nigga. He is dancing. I ain't gonna lie. It's barely been a while since I watched this video. He is dancing his ass off.
Yo, I'll storm it.
He dancing better than I was on Sunday.
You know, I never hated that man, because when I saw him in that Ninja Turtles movie, that's when he got all his cred with me.
Go Ninja, go! That was the best hip-hop song of the 90s. What are you talking about?
That really was. That's when hip-hop took off.
Yeah, that's where Daft Punk got its model today.
Yeah,
there you go. Him.
When they sampled For One More Time, they learned that from Vanilla.
Right.
They sampled that. Yeah.
Well, I bet he'd love to hear this shit right now. Oh, my God.
That's how empowering hip hop is. You know, the Ninja Turtles, they were getting their butt whooped by Shredder.
Yeah.
But then you get Vanilla Ice on stage, start rapping for them, and they got empowered by the darkness of the hip hop.
Exactly. That's funny that you should say that about the Ninja Turtles, because the Ninja Turtles are about to even get more hip hop with their headbands and shit and their hoodies when they come out this year. So, hip hop has influenced a lot of pop culture references here.
Without hip hop, we wouldn't have the movements that we have today of go, like you said, go ninja,
yeah.
Pokemon raps,
yeah, exactly. The Mr. T rap, you know, all that shit, you know.
T rap.
Without hip hop, man, god damn, we would never have such classics as the hoodie. We see that in so many of our pop culture and icons, horror icons.
Our villains today, too.
Yeah, villains, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Megatron.
Electro.
Hip-hop has established a lot for the community. And, you know, well, once again, people, this is the darkness, black darkness history month.
Darkness.
Is it black darkness history, or is it just darkness history month, man? Pick a title. All right, let's stick with that shit.
Whatever you prefer, Cody. I know you be like selling this shit to people. Like, hey, you need to listen to this.
Oh, yes. All the time.
What are you guys talking about? You just gotta listen. Hey, Cody tells him, might be talking about you.
Oh,
the Darkness presents Darkness History Month, presenting the state of hip hop. Finally, people been like, you guys already talked about movies. Well, now it's time. We almost forgot that there's a whole goddamn culture of black music out there that I wish would go away.
I mean, because of hip hop, you know, some people wouldn't learn their multiplications like so. You know,
that's where Rakim learned how to. Yeah. That's how a lot of black people learned how to count from Rakim.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, shit, I'm pop-locking already.
I don't know what was up with the 90s, and they tried to make everything into rap. Even, you know, multiplication, the presidents. Mm-hmm. You even got that one church on YouTube saying, Jesus Christ is my name.
Oh, God. Remember that?
I actually know this dude that's actually a Christian rapper. That shit's hilarious, dude. I said, damn, now we got the rap in different genres now.
Christian rap, that's the finest of hip-hop, I tell you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Darkness Presents Mother's Day to hear all about the Christian rap. And how that works in church and everything, because you know that pastor be up there be rapping.
I say, put up your hands for the Lord.
Yeah, put your
put
hands
them up, mother.
Nigga. Put your money in the goddamn plate and pass that shit, bro.
You dollar in pass, dollar in pad. Now send it back around because don't show Jesus' ass.
Get it, brother.
You know, when you go to little churches too, they always have like youth ministry. If you go on that one Sunday, and it's youth ministry or what they're like talking about.
Yeah.
It's, all right, we would like to bring the youth ministry up this weekend. Let's see what you guys learned today in church.
Mm.
I'm a young brother for Christ.
They all can't be like, you know, Miss Rihanna. They can't be like no, you know, they can't shine bright like no diamond. So you know what I mean.
We really have a Rihanna appearance in this fucking podcast.
That's the second week for you, Miss Rihanna. Last week it was all black and blue for you. Now today it's shining and burn like a diamond for you. So. But man, hip hop has had such an influence on the community. It scared white people. Made white people want to be black. Made black people even become worse. let's be real though. Come on, let's be honest now. Now, hip hop was a big thing back in the '80s and '90s, but
yeah,
let's speak for today's generation. Did it not make some black people just a little bit worse?
Yeah, people really believed it. You know, I mean, come on now. You look at Ice Cube. You know, he was talking all that stuff back then. Now look at him. Look at him.
Entrepreneur. Mr. Entrepreneur himself. Mr. Billionaire. Mr. I make family movies. I make comedy movies and shit like that.
Yeah.
I would never believe that nigga was an NWA member. We were talking about this on Sunday. Me and Cody was like, DMX is probably the only nigga that say, I'm going to rob you in my song. He's the only nigga and I know that will say, I will rob you in a song, and yet he will do it 10 minutes later to your ass.
He will do it.
And you know what? You could have $3, and he would be like, all right, cool, hand it over then, fool. Give me some menthols with that.
And that's the worst part. You get some of those people who, now you know, like, it's music. Some people are acting. Some people aren't acting. But the ones that are over the top, those are the ones that, like, people who are in that situation, they truly believe it, and then they truly say, like, yeah, he living just like me with his limousine and mansion and living in the suburbs. Yeah.
Living in the suburbs.
just the way I live. Yeah. He knows the thug life.
Well, you guys remember that Boondocks episode where they made fun of the gay rapper and shit?
Yep.
Now, you remember that part where he started having his own clothing line? And all the kids that were supposedly thugs started dressing like that. Now, granted, it was gay. I was like, I was like, that's how big hip-hop has an influence on people. Even the most homophobic motherfuckers would follow their rapper to the most gayest thing they could do or something like
I like to grab that mic like a stick, and then if I'm blowing, I'm blowing that dick. Oh, no, man, I'm being hard, bro. I'm being hard.
Hey, CJ, you know that's kind of gay, my brother. You know that, right? No, that ain't gay.
No, nah, man, that's totally hard, man. You know that from the street.
You see my nigga white T-shirt? It's 5XL, nigga. It ain't gay. Mm-hmm.
You see the ass on that nigga? I mean, you see him making an ass of that nigga. Yeah.
There's an ass in that video. So they can't be gay. There's a lot of pictures. Now, hip-hop has had such a big influence not only on people, but TV and movies itself, because we didn't have hip-hop movies, and now we even got BET, Black Entertainment.
It meant something at one point.
That kind of spawned off, like, just having a hip-hop channel was BET. That's where you got all the fucking videos and everything of, like, the most underrated things. And then, you know, realize after seeing about 20 of them, you're just like, damn, it's nothing about a nigga's house, his cars, and some just dancing in the background. And some Nikes and some big-ass 5X T-shirts.
There was a show on BET called Rap Titty. Or
What?
It always sounded like they said rap titty, like rap titty, titty titty,
rap titty. Titty, where niggas would go in a basement to freestyle in their grandma's house. Mm. Damn.
Jeremy, what you doing down there?
Man, grandma was recording. I told you this.
Grandma, get back up here and finish making that fried chicken shit. You know damn well you're down here recording shit, man. I got the RZA in here in the booth right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better rig your ass to a job. You've been down there all day. I don't know what you're doing.
When you going to get to your job over at Rent-A Center, huh? Shit, I need me a new couch.
Rent-A Center.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. But no, now we can go ahead and say, as much as we don't like it now, what was the first form of hip-hop that you guys did, what got you into it, and then what was the first one that got you out of it?
I mean, I'll be honest. For me, I was never a big music person anyway, so I never got into a lot of music or different genres. But I have my heart is pretty open when I hear show stuff like Go Ninja, Go Ninja Go, yeah. And that's the silly '90s stuff. Like there was this show called C Baron Jamal.
Remember that show?
Oh yeah, like I love theme song music, you know, regardless of what genre it is. If it's a TV theme song, like Homeboys and Outer Space theme song, I will listen to that. I'll put that on. I don't know. I can't stop. That's my weakness.
How about you, Cody?
What got me into it was earlier on, it was like the more political edge rap or something that had a concept to it, or something that had some kind of storytelling, like The Public Enemy, let's say, or
yeah, you asking for a lot, Cody. Okay.
Oh, excuse me. I like intellectual rap.
Hey, Cody, you know damn well you ain't gonna get that in 2014. Come on now, man.
That's what I was saying. I was talking about what got me into rap initially. I was talking about out of it. Well, just go to iTunes, look at your top 100. There you go.
Damn, Cody just gave y'all recommendations. A top 100. Well, I can honestly say that, like, you know, this man has definitely got me into hip-hop, and I can go ahead and play this for you.
Not Master P. Right.
That's a classic, my niggas. I hated that nigga. It's goddamn soul and vein in my blood. I remember in seventh grade, seventh grade was the first time I noticed, like, girls had bodies and shit like that. There was this light-skinned ass chick there, body of, like, a goddamn 12th grader, if I'm not lying. And I used to hang out with her, and she's always telling me, man, you need to get that new Master P out. And I was just like, I'm not really into that kind of, she's like, you the only one around here that ain't got one. I finally got that out, and I listened to this. I remember sitting there by my big ass surround sound stereo system I had set up with them big ass headphones on my head, and I was just listening to it, and I had the most shit faced look on my head. I was like, what? I wanted to go and say, you need to transfer me to another school because these niggas about to hate me. But what I got to say about make them say, how is that popular?
I don't, I do not fucking understand it. Never will.
Master P was. Master P was when I realized it got bad.
Yeah, why was he ever a thing, man? I don't fucking get it.
He was like a discounted Jay-Z at the time. Like,
I wouldn't even insult Jay-Z like that. Like, damn.
I want to insult Jay-Z.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about Jay-Z. But shit, yeah,
I think you can insult him as much as you want. That nigga makes $1 billion a year. So. I insult his ugly ass child, his fucking big ass.
Right.
I will insult that nigga. Ass. I will insult that nigga as much as I fucking feel like, fuck that nigga.
I can see him throwing his Beats by Dre headset down now since he heard you say that, because you know he listens.
Yeah. So. You know he's going to be upset. He's going to fly out here. He's going to fly out here to Long Beach, the LBC. He's going to be like, you know, I just had to make a song with Snoop, you know? So, and then I heard this nigga talking shit about me. It's like, what the fuck does that even mean, nigga? That's another thing about rappers. They always making up some shit that only makes sense. Master P was one of the first, though, of the leaks to do that shit. When he made him say, I can't tell you how many people at my school were saying that shit. And I would just look around like, damn, does everybody got to take a shit? What's going on here?
That's all the song was about, taking a shit. Because you had that, you had a lean with it and stuff. It's like, lean with it. Push it.
Push it real good. Oh, salt and pepper. When y'all, oh, my Lord. That's back when at least female hip hop back then was at least respectful. I don't know about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I agree with you. Like, you had TLC, even though they dressed crazy.
Salt and pepper was like the group that got me into. Like, ain't nothing better than a bunch of women that know how to rap and a gyrating in black leather on a goddamn dance floor. I was just looking at it. I was like, that was when I realized, when I saw that video, I was just like, yeah, I know what I'm going to like when I get older. Pussy.
Notice how black women.
Notice how I didn't say that, though.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
You know, I do give the female credit, though. It's like, especially female hip-hop artists, you know, getting Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls and hearing all that stuff. Even though they were just talking about crazy men doing the wrong, it was something about that. But then you listen to the brothers, and it's like, oh, God, bro, what are you talking about?
Man, I think it, like, yeah, because it started getting, like you said, they started talking about shit where it was just like, either it's there, how much money they got, how much bitches they got, how much, like Cody said, man, I thought that motherfucker was like, you know, I thought it was about storytelling, you know, they were trying to do something for the community or something like that, and
yep.
That shit went to, like, dried-ass water in a heartbeat, like,
yep.
But ain't nothing better than the 69 boys. I'm telling you that right now. Tootsie Roll, that was the shit back then. Y'all know that was it. God, candy, sweet and gold. Let a nigga see that Tootsie Roll.
That's when you know what? That's when Space Jam was at the height. Like, Space Jam was the mecca of that kind of hip hop music.
Wasn't that the soundtrack for Space Jam?
No, not Tootsie Roll.
You sure?
I had that soundtrack.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because you know, if Corey did direct that video, he would have made that song a soundtrack. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there, bro.
Even that Space Jam song, if that's hip hop, that was just ridiculous. I mean, it's a catchy song to listen to for like 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
But listen to the whole lyric, like, you know, what? Like, they playing the music backwards or something? I guess it was in Space Jam, like the opening.
Cotton candy, sweet and gold. Let a nigga see that Tootsie Roll. This video ain't got shit but a bunch of women doing the goddamn butterfly. And a nigga in a goddamn hockey jersey, of all jerseys for that matter, too. And niggas in a basketball jersey, too. Like, what are these niggas playing a game?
They, you know, have you noticed black people, they love songs that tell them what to do?
Now, I ain't into too much country, but I know the ghetto hokey pokey when I see it, and I see it right here,
that's
right now.
That's exactly what it is.
Slide to the left. Move to the right. Now stop. Dip for
that's
it now.
Sister.
Damn, that's all that nigga says in this song, too.
That's all, yeah.
Oh, here it goes. It's Tootsie Roll. Oh, I'm sorry. He said it ain't the butterfly. Damn, this nigga's eating chicken.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. A bowl, not a plate, a bowl.
Oh, God. Stop. All the stereotypes. Bring it up. Right back night. I don't know. Oh, Lord. Cody, why? Why you do this, Cody?
Why I do this? Fuck, I got
you. Why you do this? Why you do this, son?
It's all Cody's fault. Because it's part of Cody's generation, you know. It's part of his generation of music.
Motherfucker, you were 3 years older than me.
You influence so much, Cody. Why?
Like, Cody, can you talk to your generation and just tell them, man, what's wrong with y'all? Like, Cody, you are one of the voices of the darkness, and being the youngest on here, you have a responsibility to this generation to tell them that they fucking right. ignorant. And they don't know right, that. But you're going to lead them the way to rightness.
You're a movie star, man. People look up to you.
Yeah. We saw your movie about last night. We saw what you did for people in there.
Heck yeah, I saw that. Yeah. My God, Cody, I met you at least maybe two or three times. Maybe just two times. But even all the times of meeting you, I have never got so close to you to watching that about last night. You was in it, man. That's you.
I told him that. I was like, oh, my God. I was Kevin Hart. I really was Michael Ealy. I was like, damn, shit. That straight up, like, I learned more about Cody in that movie, watching that movie, than I did ever hanging out with him. And I've known him for 2.5 years now.
Cody, do you like baseball?
No.
No? He's a liar. Liar. Cody.
I don't know about that, but.
Cody, does your dad like baseball?
Nothing I know of.
Okay, he does. Okay, so let's just say, like, something really happened to him, like, something bad, and he couldn't go to the game with you no more, but he always said, hey, Cody, keep the tradition going. Wouldn't you still go to that game just because, your dad, like, that was close to his heart, his darkness heart?
What the fuck? Why am I getting grilled right now? What is going on?
Cody, goddamn. What did I tell you, nigga? You better start listening to us on this show. Okay?
why is this the intermission of Cody right now? I don't understand this shit.
Last week, we tried to help you, brother. We tried to tell you. Cody had a mystery date. I tried to tell him. I was like, hey, man, I'm trying to send you signals here. I ain't trying to spoil it for you, but I'm sending you a signal here. And you didn't listen to me, bro. Now I'm trying to give you some more words of wisdom right now, okay? Just listen, Cody. Listen to your heart. Your little darkness heart you got there.
Yeah, listen to it. It's saying you're full of shit.
You know what? You know what the problem is, CJ? He ain't seen this movie yet. That's why.
Yeah, that's it. You know, usually most actors, they don't like to watch themselves over again. You know, after the documentary, they kind of want
to
stay.
Cody is very respectful like that, and, you know, he's very humble, so he doesn't feel the need to see it because he doesn't want to feel like he's like, oh, look how great I am. I get that, Cody. Yeah, you know, but I really say you were great in that, though. Good job, man. I'm really proud of you, dude. Can't wait to see your next movie, Think Like a Man, too.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. You got a little shorter when I saw you on Sunday. You look taller in the movie, but I guess.
Huh. You know, the camera has, like, 5 inches, so.
Was you wearing a hairpiece too? Because your hair was sticking out in the movie.
Yeah, I had a wig.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Shit, Nicolas Cage learned from you, dude. You see, you teaching veteran actors now. Look at that. Damn. But anyway, and you know your boy John Legend did the soundtrack for that too, because he does every black soundtrack now these days for every movie.
Apparently.
He's in the background like, I'm still alive, don't replace me with another Negro.
I can't believe we broke up. My heart is feeling sorry for you. Because he always got like a jingle. It's supposed to be like a sad song, but it's got like a little upbeat to it. It's like, okay, I like this. All right, I don't feel depressed yet. Okay, but.
Well, you're in that mood point of feeling depressed, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
like, I want to get up and slow dance, but I know I'm at a funeral. Mm-hmm. So this is pretty good.
But to answer my own question that I kind of got off on by playing a lot of fucking clips and shit like that, mainly Cotton Candy Seed. I think my introduction was, if I'm not mistaken, it was people like MC Shan, KRS-One, Rakim, and Wu-Tang Clan. That shit got me into that shit. And then, you know, when I heard this shit had me rolling.
Tiger style.
What?
Tiger.
The hell?
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
So when they say ha ha, stop step inside the room. Not the show, prepare for the boom. Bam, ah, man, ah, slam, jam. Scream like Tarzan. I be tossing and forcing, my sound is awesome. I'm causing more family feud than Richard Dawson. And the survey said, you're dead. Baby flying girls, hit shots, swap your fucking head.
And man, hip hop back then was almost like a goddamn movement. Yeah, the way they get your ass from, like, just in the joint right there.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard shit like that, I used to be like, oh man, I like this shit. Nowadays, when I hear it, I just get depressed and shit.
Now, what do you put those guys? What about the Beastie Boys?
Ah.
What do you put them?
You know what, the Beastie Boys, I actually liked them. Then I started realizing I got older. I was like, they was three angry white kids that's just yelling at. I mean, them motherfuckers is angry too. Like, but you know what? I never had a problem with Beastie Boys. I actually liked them a lot.
Yeah, I don't get a problem with different types of people, like black or white, do different types of genre.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't think you should hold anybody and say, oh no, like, if they're good, they're good. You know, if they're bad, they're bad.
Well, you remember that that black band, Living Color, that did a Cult of Personality. That's like,
yep,
one of my favorite bands back then. That was back in the 80s when they did that song.
Mm-hmm. I love that one hip-hop song from Living Single. You know that song. That was awesome.
You talking about from Bullet People?
Oh, yeah.
We are living single. Cause the 90s got a girl. I'm glad I got my girls. When you have
your head up, yeah. You got that one random ass girl dancing in the background. Like, what is she doing?
They had a silhouette of a bitch dancing and shit like that.
That karate fight. She was fighting invisible ninjas or something like that behind the silhouette. I'm like, what is this, a kung fu film?
Of course it was, yeah. It was Queen Latifah, so you know damn well that she was doing it, so yeah. Oh man, Living Single. That nigga sound up Living Single. I ain't gonna lie, dude. That theme was, I ain't gonna lie. I watched the hell out of that show. That intro was long too, if I'm not mistaken. That was like the longest,
yeah,
fucking intro ever. Shit, I mean, it showed all those Negroes in that goddamn camera. They were just like, fuck it. Here it go.
Here it go.
A bunch of bitches dancing and shit.
Hey, single, ooh, the 90s kind of girl. I'm glad I got my girl.
Uh-oh, Queen. Look, Queen. Like you said, so you just got that bitch dancing in the background for no reason.
No reason. It's hot.
Hot like glue.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of girl. I'm glad I...
Damn, was he just doing a Running Man? Damn.
Bye.
You realize every song I just played, there's a nigga doing a Running Man somewhere in the
back. Oh man, those theme songs back then, they just knew when to add hip hop in it.
I was
quick that
back then. Cody loved that shit.
What?
He's like, man, that man is still theme songs are close. I'm gonna get to hip hop these days, you know.
Oh Lord.
I was like, Cody, you do know that's a score, right? By Hans Zimmer. He was just like, shut up, P1. You just don't understand. You don't appreciate P1 these days. He ain't one P1. You shut the fuck up, all right? I'd be like, all right, damn, my bad shit. I touch a soft spot now. Motherfucker, you. He called me that the other day. He's like, you motherfucker. He's like, you don't appreciate art. He needs to hang Superman up in a goddamn museum, the Black African Arts Museum, right now. Cody, you know you white, right? Shut up. He's an alien. He can be whatever color he want to be.
Cody got that pimp suit on.
It's coming from. What the fuck?
Woo!
That's a badass suit.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, bullshit. He's spewed. It's incredible.
Cody, it ain't bullshit. It's real life. Man. It's facts. It's truth. Okay? You saw that photo. That was your Valentine's Day. Okay?
I know. I was gonna ask you what you did for Valentine's Day, but it's all over Facebook, man. You can't keep your personal life off of Facebook.
Apparently,
damn, Cody.
Well, I want to know why. Cody, that photo was taken before Man Still even came out. How the fuck did you get a Blu-ray set of that?
He's like whining and dining too, man. How drunk you get that box set before you get to the hallway?
He said before he got to the hallway.
And I woke up on Valentine's Day. I'm like, Dad, you can't wait for nighttime.
He's like, if people, he's like, this one, I save you for last. I'm getting right to disc 3. Open up, girl.
And people, if you guys are not friends with Cody or P1 or myself, you are missing out.
You're damn straight.
You are missing out on some wonderful like uploads that Cody does. Oh, I'm gonna wait till, like, as soon as we get off of the mic with him. He doesn't learn any lesson. He just goes and gets these pitches with his best friend.
Yeah, he does. And then he, if for some odd reason, he sends them to us, trying to show us, like, he's like, hey, this is real love right here. And we're just like, Cody, man, you just keep opening that room up, don't you, man? I was like,
he was a little punch drunk anyway. You saw he had a Grey Goose in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So
he was giving the Blu-ray set a bottle of Grey Goose. I was like, what the fuck, Cody? Come on now, man. Ain't that serious, dude. Come on. He's just like, shut up, P1. You don't know what love is. What the fuck you know about love? You a man whore. You ungrateful he bitch.
He was at the melting pot, too.
I said, damn, Cody, I thought we was friends. I'm ungrateful he bitch. Now. I was like, yeah, shut up.
You ignorant sons of bitches done.
Now back to hip hop now.
Yes, for fuck's sake. God.
So Cody, the question is now.
Yeah.
Since CJ Rui wasn't in the music, what around what time or like what was it the final straw to where like you were pretty much like, you know what?
Final straw.
Hip hop is like done for me.
I would say it was probably in my early high school years. So I'd say around like 2005. When I heard the song called Laffy Taffy, you guys remember
the song? Oh my god!
When I heard that,
pulled up Tootsie Roll. Laffy Taffy was a recommendation.
How come all these hip hop songs have something to do with like that corner store candy? Like everything reachable in one of those corner stores?
Because niggas wasn't clever when they put these songs together. That's why.
Little man, you know I gotta relate to the peeps back at home. We all got that corner store ran by that Indian guy. And what's in there? Oh, they sell Tootsie Rolls. They sell Laffy Taffys. They sell Birkin. No, they don't sell Birkin.
They got some Lemon Heads up in that motherfucker. You know them old school West Coast candy right there, girl. You know that? Yeah, for sure. You know, shit, we got some Abba Zabbas, you know.
To the warhead, throw it in your mouth.
Yeah, it sparkles in your mouth when you chew on it like that. You know? You ain't never heard that commercial? Nah, I never heard that commercial, bro. It's coming out now. You wouldn't see shit. Stomping in your Air Force Ones while you do it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Fucking damn it. Fuck.
Oh. You know when they made a song about some shoes that you knew. That was one of the reasons why I had switched to alternative rock and shit like that, because I was just like, look, when these dudes do a concert or something, man, they show up in Levi's and a t-shirt, and they get their instruments out, and they looking to perform. They ain't looking to show off nobody. They ain't looking to get 1,000 niggas on stage to just stand there and just wave their bags. I swear to God, I saw somebody sent me, like, when Game first came out, the Game, because he's from concert. Somebody sent it to me, one of his first concerts out here in L.A. and shit. And that nigga was on stage rapping, and at the end of the show, like 20, 30 niggas started coming on stage. I was like, these niggas like part of the song? Or what's going on? They stood there in the back. I was like, I said, damn, all right. You got one going back and forth. He pacing back and forth. He ain't got a mic in his hand or nothing. He's just pacing. I said, damn, Jesus. I said, this is the laziest fucking. Seriously, though, hip hop has become the laziest form of music now, though.
By far. By fucking far.
And it's almost as bad as a country.
Yeah.
Did you guys see? I just saw Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that shit, too. And, yeah, I wasn't. I said, damn, they got a hip hop nigga in here as well. I said, great.
We need to keep white trash and ghetto black people away from one another because they create that kind of mess. That's why they should hate each other.
It's funny you should bring that up because I was just making fun of that song before we started recording. I started line dancing and everything.
Don't break my heart. My nigga breaking heart. My nigga over here is rapping with me down there. But don't you touch my daughter, my aching breaking daughter.
I got a restraining order on your black ass. Don't break my pussy, my little daughter's pussy.
with your 12-inch cock.
She only likes black women, not the black men. She can't deal with your 20-inch black cock. And then he come in. Oh, but you know what? Now that you bring that dude up, since we just bringing up obscure fucking rap now. Now we all remember. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Anybody remember the Negro that was in that fucking video rapping his ass off?
Yeah,
Mr.
Fat R. Kelly.
Yeah,
what's that nigga name, Cody?
Patrice Wilson, I think his name is.
Patrice Wilson, yes. See, Cody, that's why we got you on here for facts. That's why anybody ever called bullshit on would be like, Cody, handle it. Fact, nigga. Patrice Wilson, this nigga in a car that you can obviously tell was on a green screen. You don't see shit moving in the background except some flashing lights. This nigga was pop locking and really getting into a talk, rapping about going to some 12-year-old girl's birth slumber party.
Yeah.
Talking about being in the club and that clubbing.
What the fuck? And then this nigga showed up again in some Chinese food song.
Oh.
I couldn't believe that shit, dude.
You know what? It can't really be racist just because they rap, they're singing about Chinese food, so.
But did you see, he started trying to, he did a riz on us. He started speaking with a Japanese accent and started.
Yeah, squinting his eyes and shit, like, oh my fucking God.
With like chopsticks and my little dick.
The funny thing was, he was speaking with a Japanese accent, and they talk about Chinese food. they don't even know the difference between Japanese and Chinese. They had geisha girls in the background, which are not even Chinese.
They did. I think they had, lady tequila boys in the background. Wait a minute.
They had, a little kid working the register, too. I was like, is this some kind of racist sweatshop going on?
No, that's not racist. That's really happened at Chinese restaurants. I've been to, at least about six of them, and I've always seen, a 10-year-old behind the counter taking the money.
That's why Nelly should feel bad for making a fucking Air Force One song produced by Nike when don't know damn well that it's about 10 Chinese kids that put that shoe together for 10 cents. Just putting it out there, Nelly. Just putting it out there. You need to take that Band-Aid off because you look like you got fucked in the ass or something.
Yeah, another motherfucker.
But no, I think I had realized when I got out of hip hop because I was always a Nas guy. Nas was my shit. Nas to me was one of the best hip hop artists out there after Rakim.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And the nigga album proved it. Great album. Matter of fact, you know what? When his album Hip Hop Is Dead came out, that's when I said, "Well, if the man said it, then it must be." He has a song on that album, which you need to check out, called Can't Forget About You, and it had me laughing at that song when he said, rap ain't been the same since a Fresh Prince and Jazzy J album. I said, damn, has it been that bad lately?
Sure enough.
And so, yeah, so Nas, I always saw Nas in you always saw those top 10 greatest MC all time. Nas has always been in the top 3, or top 5, some shit like that. Now, I remember I was flipping through channels one time. This is when I was sort of getting out of hip hop, but I was kind of tuning in and out every now and then. And I remember flashing by BET one moment, and I just saw a little ad that said, oh, who's the top 5 greatest MCs? Come back and after this commercial break, and we'll show you. And I was like, all right, I'll stick around for this. Let me see who's hot right now. I saw that top 5. I said, all right, I ain't never listening to this shit ever. number 5 was Cameron or some shit like that.
Fuck you.
I forgot what number 4 was. Number 3 was, number 2 was T.I.
Fuck you.
Number 1 was Lil Wayne.
Fuck you.
Number 4, maybe, I can't remember who the fuck it was now. It was, another bullshit ass new artist. That's all I got to say.
Just watching, have you guys ever seen that T.I. show on VH1?
Oh my God, y'all saw it in a barbershop one time. I was looking, I was like, damn, they'll give any nigga a show now.
They would. Unfortunately, I won't talk too much shit about it because his wife, she got an annoying voice, but she's a nice lady on the show. Mm-hmm. She hang out with this ghetto ass friend. This ghetto ass friend who, I'm like, Jesus, please, we need less black people on TV. This is when we don't need any black people.
When we have shows like that, that's just, that. Like, I understand he got to make his money, but nigga, you make $1 million off one fucking album, all right? I'm going to go, I understand you got to make your money, but you already talking about, oh, I'm out here to help in the community. You ain't helping by making this ghetto ass ratchet fucking show and stereotyping us on fucking VH1 and MTV. And
with your lop-head children.
Oh, shit.
Your fucking boulder dome cousin heads and shit like that. They all look like that nigga. Jesus.
They're not even your kids either. Yeah,
that nigga look like some Groucho Marx glasses got stuck on him or something. Like, somebody need to trace a T.I. space outline and just make some glasses out that motherfucker. And you would get the T.I. Express. I'm telling that nigga, hey, I'm writing him a letter and make some money off that shit. Your jealous daughter's gonna get flipped out. I'm sorry. I only seen one episode. I already know. You know, I trying to do everything for the community. You know, I was like, damn, nigga, I can't even. Nigga, you made a song about a rubber band.
It's like my ribs.
Oh, you know, Karis one time said, he was like the difference between an MC and a rapper and shit, and he said an MC is someone that speaks some intelligence through your mind and teaches through the community, and a rapper is just someone that makes rhymes for beats. And when I saw that MC list, I was just like, I'll never listen to him again. I will never listen to this shit again. And thankfully, we got brothers out there like Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, yes. He's the only one that made me keep any slither of hope alive.
That brother's the only thing that's going. My brother Nas putting out albums still. You know what? You guys ever heard that album with Nas and Damian Marley?
I haven't.
That is a badass album right there. They like the album, whatever money they made off it went to like the kids in Africa or some shit like that too.
Okay.
It was mainly like kind of based around that area and shit like that. That shit was some hip hop feel ass. Those two was feeding off each other like more. I was like, God damn, we need some more shit like this. And then Lil Wayne came out with a song and I was like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, exactly. We ain't never gonna get nothing like this ever. You know, wait.
Word up. Look out for the cops though.
Cash food.
Word up. Super Fives over here, baby. Word up. Super Fives niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash rules everything around me. Crank, get the money.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
It'll be a lot better if they weren't talking.
I remember this shit like it was a goddamn national anthem and shit. This was my national anthem growing up. And I was like, damn, I remember I listened to this because I was telling Cody, I was like, I was listening to a lot of hip-hop this week to catch up for this show and shit. And I started off with the good shit like this, and I was listening to it, and the next day I got to some Drake shit, and I was like, man.
Yeah.
I'm all about progress, but damn, shit.
Yeah, it's really sad, dude. It's really.
It oh, my God. Drake. That is. You know what? He was on that list. Now I remember. Okay, he was. Oh,
fuck that.
Why does the internet hate him so much too? It's like,
should be why?
I don't know. I know he.
Yeah, you know, CJ don't listen to him. He don't even know. CJ don't know one single song from this nigga.
Nah, I just know from a Sprite commercial. I'm like, what the hell do you got to do with Sprite?
I thought you was gonna say that the Grassy show.
No, I don't even drink Sprite anymore now because
I don't blame you.
I've heard one Drake song one time, and that was at like on Slauson at this like taco place, some carne asada meat and shit. And I was waiting for it, and I sat down, and they had the TV on, the music video, and I was just like looking at it, and I was like, okay, I've never heard a Drake song, but I know what he looked like, and I saw his face, and I was like, this, oh my God. This is what people have been telling me to listen to? This voice is annoying. I was like,
he
was fumbling. He was like, I was like, what the fuck? What the hell is that?
It's funny you say that because I just heard about the guy called like Ice Fish Fish or Ice JJ or Max JJ Fish or something like that. And
And he sounds, he did one of the, I think he did one of the Drake sounds, and I couldn't tell the difference. Because all Drake sounds sound like parodies or something, you know.
That's because they worked together. They did a lot of stuff together, you know.
That surprised me.
They did a lot of songs together and everything. You know, I'm not shocked by that neither. You know, especially, you know, but this is today's music. We got classic, like Drake a little.
God, that fucking song. Fuck.
I got to wake up to hearing those type of songs because of my sister.
Oh, no.
She, like, get up.
Oh, no.
She turns it on.
No.
Oh, Poe Cody. Poe Cody. Here, you know what, Cody? Here, I'll play some more for you then.
Oh,
why is that nigga smiling?
I hate guys. If I meet a guy,
you hear this nigga? I don't give a fuck about it, yo. Bitch, love
you hear
me.
People sound like that in real life. I'm just like, I'm done with you, man. Where's the hoodie at so I can throw it at you?
It's like his voice is lowered, auto-tuned, or something like that, and he's just like, let me put my own voice in that.
Oh, man. That shit sounds good.
I think people imitate that too, don't they? You know, it's like you go into a normal place. Yeah, man, how you doing, bro?
It's the most laziest fucking thing I've ever heard of. I was just like, you've got to be fucking. You know, you're not even artists anymore. I remember another reason why I stopped listening to hip hop too is once I found out, I was like, you mean there's like other people that writes people rhymes and shit like that? Like, then what the fuck do they do then? You writing somebody's rhymes, you mean telling me you just memorizing some shit off some piece of paper and you just going up there and singing it or something? Like, alright, you know what? Y'all don't play instruments. Y'all got 20 niggas on stage with you. You sound like shit sometimes. Your lyrics is about, bitches love me. Hey, bitches love me. It's all my shit now. Bitches love me.
Pretty much. I got more shit than the rest of you. More shit than
the rest of you. Because we give a fuck.
Right. Didn't they play this on Sunday, Cody?
They probably did. They play all kind of bullshit, dude. All that shit blending together.
It was funny because it was like the music was like old school West Coast shit. Like we heard like an upcoat. And then that shit, like as the night got later, because they probably figured people's getting drunk now. They started just playing like any kind of music at all. It's like they didn't give a fuck. They're like, there was one DJ up there. He was horrible. He was playing all the bad ones. I was like, oh Jesus Christ. You know why though? It's because bitches in love.
Oh God, I hate that voice.
I hate that nigga voice.
This shit stop.
All right, no more music segment, man. We're done. All right, you know what? We're done with the darkness. We're just done. I'm done. I can't.
I don't even know who this nigga is right here that's singing or whatever the fuck he's doing. I ain't gonna lie. That's another thing about hip-hop. Niggas started switching to singing and shit, too.
I feel like going to get arrested by the police right now. I turn myself in just for being black.
Bitch love me. Oh, there go Drake. That's what I want to hear.
Fuck.
Give a fuck about it. No, okay, I'm tired of your ass already, nigga. I hear you rhyme, but shit. That nigga be talking about flowers. I'll treat you like a flower. I'll just water you and some shit like that.
I'll put shit on you like fertilizer for you.
Got some dirt just for you, my girl. So you like the sun, You want some sun, I got sunlight for you, girl. I treat you.
Photosynthesis.
People gonna be like, damn, yeah, y'all should go into rap. Hey,
I would
not
sell out like them. I know, right?
Shit, why not? These motherfuckers made it. Shit. You tell me,
I'm talking
shit. You tell me I get paid this much just to write some shit? Like, bitches, I treat you like a flower. I just water you. They're like, what the hell does that even mean?
If somebody came up to us right now and just said, look, we need to pay you to be the next rap, I will be everything they want me to be. I'll be some kind of guy from Compton, Deep Compton, got shot three times.
T-shirt at the Air Force One. Cody would, too. I would love to see Cody do that shit.
Do what?
Dress up like one of these niggas.
Yeah, that'll be a fucking day.
Just stand in the background, watch us perform, like, you know. Just like moving your hands and shit like that, like crossing your shoulders, shit like you got a gangster pose going on. Like
Cody in the back saying, yeah.
We give you a mic just to walk around and go like, yeah, oh yeah, all right, yeah. money, bitch. People just shake your hand because they can't get closer to us. And you're like, I don't know who that nigga is, but I'm glad I touched him. Some people would even say, though, that Kendrick Lamar is bringing back hip hop. Which I call bullshit on.
Yeah, my brother in particular keeps trying to convince me that,
oh, man, it's more than just a, you know, everyday rap dude who's talking about real shit. But I'm like, the shit I've heard, I'm like, no, dude, like, it's not the case.
Yeah, my brother is the same way. I remember I told you, he put that whole album, I just listened to it, I was just like, I looked at him and even said, you the main one that don't, you like this? I was like, damn, maybe I'm just so watered out that I don't even get it no more. You know what I'm saying? Because when I listened to that, I was just like, my dick is big as an avatar. Oh,
yeah. I should fuck the world for 72 hours. Are you serious?
Seriously, though. Seriously. He was serious, though. I'm like, what? You ever heard of him, CJ?
No.
Damn, CJ, then maybe me and Cody need to move Ohio so we ain't gotta hear shit then. Cause we hear that shit on a daily basis, no matter what you fucking do.
I mean, I probably did too. I mean, you know, I went to a HBCU growing up, so I was forced to listen. I was forced to watch nothing but BET that was on television when you go in the student. That's why I read books. Mm-hmm. That's why I graduated, because I had to do nothing but study or either watch BET or ESPN all day, every day, hearing the same 10 songs over and over in a loop.
That sounds horrible, bro.
I was so glad. I'm so glad I'm deaf in one ear, you know, just so I can block out half of the bullshit out there.
Damn, I wish I had that gift that you have right now, because that sounds horrible that you had to listen to that. I'm so sorry for you, brother. If I could give you a hug, my darkness brother, I really would right now, because damn. That has to be the most saddest thing I've ever heard of right there, is just that alone. How did you deal with that, my friend?
I took out my other ear, too. So.
Oh, okay. Cool. That sounds like it is, whatever. I found this Kendrick Lamar, rigor mortis. I know Cody's heard of this shit. Probably don't know the name of it, because he's like, what the fuck is a rigor mortis? Cody, he got trumpets in this song, dude. This shit must be real, dude. It's got trumpets.
And that one thing that pissed me off, too, is just when you hear good music in the background, but then you start hearing the people talking, you're like, okay, I'm done. Dad.
Yeah, that.
Damn, listen to him. Look at him go, dude. Amen. Church. He dead. I killed him. Church. Bitch. Bitch, church, and bitch. They always go in one word, right? I'm recorded in a Morpheus, the matrix in my mind. I'm out the orbit, you an orphan, and the hairs are combined. I'm on the toilet when I'm rhyming. See the shit. All right, I don't know what this nigga talking about. Never mind.
I don't know. He's talking about Morpheus in space. The matrix never. Well,
I ain't never been so fucking lost in my life before.
First of all, toilets. Morpheus.
I ain't been so lost since I saw that movie Winter's Tale. Goddamn, what was that nigga talking about? I'm Rick and Morpheus in my shorts, and I'm showing you how to get on top. And you hear that trumpet in the background, it's almost like it's a noise. No shit, it's a noise, bro.
I got doo-doo in my pants because I didn't wipe my butt. I'm like, what?
Did you know what the saddest part of hip-hop was always? That you got niggas like that just make up shit. We already heard one with Master P saying, make them say, You got Trey Songz that does, yeah, you know, you got, and that shit is popular as fuck. But I bet if a random ass nigga on the street was to do anything like that, they'd be like, nigga, that's stupid.
No, because have you never, walked around or saw people waiting at the bus stop and you just see them rapping to themselves out loud?
You guys know those people that dress up in, like, the insurance thing? They wear the little fucking Statue of Liberty clothes and shit? Now, everybody that's in L.A. or Compton, for that matter, I usually take this street up because the freeway is always a bitch. You take that street, Alondra, all by the CVS, you will see a nigga dressed up in that goddamn Statue of Liberty outfit with his headphones on. It's a black dude, and he waits for cars to park right there because he starts rapping to the car. Got that headphones like that. That motherfucker, I ain't gonna lie, I was three cars behind him. I locked my doors. I was threatening, nigga. I was like, oh shit. That nigga scared the shit out of me. I was scared for my life. I was like, I hope it ain't white people in them cars, that car ahead, because they drove off in a heartbeat. That's how shit, that nigga was getting deep. I even rolled my window down for a second just to hear what he was rapping about. And it was this song right here.
man. It's so dope. I can't even hear it.
You still there?
Is that real shit?
Yeah, it's a real shit right there, because it's supposed to be quiet like that, bro. Yeah. It's just like that Turn My Headphones Up song. Can't hear it in your head. It's like that Dave Chappelle made one of the greatest songs ever, Turn My Headphones Up. You ever heard that, CJ?
Turn them up!
Turn them up, yeah. Or even that, you remember that that song Pui Tang made? Second greatest hit as well, but...
Can we have that song of This Is Over Now? This whole horrible Cody segment that he...
Oh, fuck you.
We try to have an intelligent Black History Month conversation, and here comes Cody.
Shit on me.
Let's talk about the history of hip hop and how great it's been. Thank you, Cody.
Oh, shit, Cody, why you have to do this to us, man? We didn't want to. Dude, we thought you was our friend, dude. Apparently, you the enemy now because you're doing this to us, man. You brought up all this you was playing them bougie clips too, man. Oh, man. Dude, why do you even know that song, Cody?
Wow.
But you know what? You know what? To wrap things up so we can move on to questions and comments here, whatever. My little nigga right here got something to say, and that's how we're going to end our hip hop segment of this. And that's.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out my hotel room.
That's pretty much how I feel about hip hop today. Just fuck it all. Replace Guy Ritchie with Drake, and then we'll be even more. Oh, but you guys ready to get on to? Oh, you know what? We gotta add that dark. Oh, I forgot, CJ. We got that darkness contest.
The darkness contest.
The darkness contest. Now everybody knows that Movie Spoilers this week hits 100. It's 100 episode, and my thanks to giving back to the people out there is by having a contest on each podcast that goes up this week, except for Throwback Tuesday because I kind of forgot. Anyway, I've already done one for the Walking Dead recap. Now it's time for the Darkness, one of the best podcasts on the planet. God damn it! And me and CJ thought long and hard about this question because we was like, yeah, if we ask a question, that shit's gonna be too easy to answer. Because number one, we talk about it every week. the question is. I ain't even gonna tell you the prize. Let's just say the prize will be a darkness secret. How about that? I'm signed by the phenomenal one. I'd get Cody and CJ to sign it too. I mean, you know what? I can get Cody to sign it because he lives in LA. So yeah.
just forge my signature.
Yeah, I'll forge CJ's signature. Well, me and Cody will write it together. Like that way it look different. All right, Cody, you write the H. I'll get the I. That question, though, is, remember, you got 1 week to answer this, too, by the way. So by next week episode, we will announce the winner and go ahead and give him whatever fuck he's supposed to get signed by yours truly. And that question is, what's a film that me and CJ think is overrated that is shrouded by darkness? Me and CJ talked about that a little bit yesterday after we did our Walking Dead thing, but I think people are going to, we know which answer they're going to give, but it ain't that answer.
Nope.
So once again, send either me, Cody, or CJ the answer. You can send it to us on our Facebook page. Add us on there if you don't have us on there. Send it to our Twitter page. Send it to whatever. Post it on this comment. Whatever this show goes up, post it in the comment section. And the first one to get it right will win. You know, they'll win that movie signed by yours truly, Cody, and a four signature of Chicago John.
There we go.
we'll make it nice and sloppy for you to show you that CJ's black and he can't write. But
exactly. It's like you know me already.
CJ, I know you, my brother. Don't worry. I got you, bro.
There we go.
But you guys ready for some questions and comments, by the way?
Certainly.
You know what? You know what I didn't ask you guys? How was y'all weekend, by the way, too?
Oh, man. Man, I tell you, this weekend was ridiculous. Okay, I was at work, right? And I get a lot of crazy people that come in my job.
Oh, I know what you're about to say.
But nothing is crazier than having a a clown. A clown coming to your job right off work.
You talking about Lil Wayne. He's talking about a real live clown.
A real live Lil Wayne clown with makeup on and everything. Just
that nigga got makeup on. It's called tattoos.
Oh, okay. No, but this dude looked like Bozo the Clown. If you guys know him, he looked like Bozo, like side character or whatever.
Damn, he ain't even good enough to be Bozo. He was a side character. Bozo.
And he comes in. We're packed. You know, we can't handle all the customers we have. He's in there waiting for like an hour. And like people getting mad because they got to wait an hour to wait for me to take care of them. And I'm over there telling people, I'm like, hey, man, if you go up to that guy, he's a relief. Making you feel good while you wait this long. So I'm sending all these little kids over him. He making little balloons and dogs and everything. You know, he's distracting everybody, taking his mind off of it.
Damn.
He finally comes up to the counter, and he goes to my coworker, and he's like, you say I waited here for 70 minutes just to say that I could have did this at home? And I start dying because he started having a tone in his voice. And he looks over at me and he said, this isn't a laughing matter, sir.
Damn, he tried to take this serious on you. It's like bro, nigga, you wearing pink, green, orange, blue, red makeup and a red nose. Huh? Nigga, I can't take you serious.
I can't.
That's funny you bring that up, though. It's like people's like, oh, I've been waiting 20 minutes, 30 minutes, something. Oh, I don't want to wait. Motherfucker, you made the time to come out to this store. You saw what it looked like when you walked in there. You could have took your ass to either another store or you know that you're going to be waiting for a while. There should be no reason why you sitting there bitching.
Like, it's not that important, people. It's really not. Like, it's not like I work in a hospital and I got to check in, people.
Exactly.
Like, it's
not, if your time is that fucking precious, then your ass could leave and come back or come back another day. If you wanted to get it done this day but saw the store was crowded or something like that, that's your own fucking personal problem.
And this clown, he was just mad because I guess he was performing outside and he slips and falls and breaks his little device. You know?
Damn, so do you owe him money now since he slipped and fell?
No, he did that before he came in. I think I do owe him money because I did laugh at him too much. I need to pay him for that.
He come
comedy.
To the store trying to act like he fell in the store and shit like, damn, did you see that? I tripped over my big ass shoes.
I'm telling this clown, man, I couldn't stop laughing at him. I couldn't stop. Because he was getting so upset, and he was like, he looked like it. He started looking like it toward the end of it.
Damn.
Just started.
So how was your Valentine's Day then? Did you do anything? Yeah, I know you went out, right?
For me? Oh, yeah. I took the mama bear to go see a Cody new movie.
Nice.
You know, like, I'm like, hey, mama, you know, look, I podcast with that guy. Cody right there. She's like, baby, how come we can't keep that girl happy? What's his problem?
You know what? I see a future show there. Cody and Mama Bear reviewing about last night.
About last night.
It's going to be a Q&A segment. She's going to ask him the question. He's going to ask him, Cody, why couldn't you keep that girl happy? She was nice to you. What was wrong with you? You know, Mama Bear, I ask myself the same question that everybody. You know, we made it up at the end, but yeah, but you was an asshole sometimes. You know, Lord, forgive me for saying that.
Yeah,
that sounds like you had a good weekend, other than the clown falling. But
right.
How about you, Mr. Cody, Mr. Chaotic One?
Let's see. I got mind fucked this weekend, and what else?
You didn't get mind fucked. I mind fucked you, but you know you didn't get mind fucked. Cody,
it's the same fucking thing.
I know. I'm just trying to fuck with you more. I tried to tell you, bro. I was like, man, you need to get her a gift, dude. You need to do something. Nah, we cool. You know, she don't even believe it. Nigga, you need to get her a gift. Because that was the day I found out about that shit. I was just like, nigga, you need to get her a gift, nigga. I almost showed up there with a gift just to give it to your ass and just vanish and be like, just like, some reason. Just, oh, yeah, he just had it with him. He carried shit like that on him all the time, you know? Just has random shit with him. So please explain your mind fuck then theory, Cody.
Well, I think you can explain it better than I could. You're the main orchestrator of it. Well, half of it, at least.
So everybody knows Cody's been seeing a nice little... Is she Indian, too?
Yeah, she's Indian.
Okay. Well, damn, that's even better than shit. Get some curry up in that motherfucker. All right. Bro,
it's wait, is she the dot, the dot dot or the feather feather?
She's the dot dot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the she doesn't get like emotional when she sees trash on the ground, nothing like that.
Oh, like not like the Stormbird.
Yeah, she doesn't, single tear doesn't fall from her eye when she sees like, you know, just because I tried to stick on her when we first met her. I like digged in my pocket and pulled out a piece of bubble gum and threw the fucking wrapper on the ground. I looked at her and she just looked at me and smiled. I was just like, oh, okay, well, she's not that kind of Indian. All right, well, I wanted to see a single tear drop, but
wow.
So this lovely lady, she contacts me. Ain't gonna put her name out there, but she contacts me, and she's like, "Hey, I'm gonna be in LA this weekend. Do you know if Cody's doing anything?" And I was just like, "He ain't doing shit. Ain't even talked to Cody yet. The last time I talked to him was, matter of fact, this was before we did The Darkness. So you know, I ain't talked to him at all that whole weekend. I was just like, he ain't doing shit. I know he ain't doing shit. If he is doing shit, he can cancel it. He ain't got shit. So I just lied to that nigga and said, yeah, I got something important we gotta do. So you gotta be here. So she was like, you know, I want to hang out with him, whatever. And I was like, okay, let me find you guys a place somewhere he's never been, because she wanted to be in downtown because she was coming out here for a friend's party or whatever. And I was like, well, as far as I'm concerned, he never been to this brewing factory in L.A., in downtown L.A., where I've been there once and had a great selection in there. So I knew Cody would have liked it, but I didn't know if he ever been there when I wasn't with him. So they set that up, and I tell Cody, I was like, hey, Cody, man, what you doing this Saturday? I got a business meeting, and, yeah, you should be there for that, because this is a movie spoilers related. So, you know, you should be there for it. You should see how these things work. I ain't going to lie. When that day came, I forgot completely about all that shit. So when he first texted me, I was kind of lost for a second. I was like, oh, yeah. He took, and it's funny, the same exact thing he texted me, I told her, I was like, that's exactly what he's going to say, because she was like, you think he's going to be surprised by it? And I was like, let me tell you what he's going to say. TPO, you phenomenal bastard. And sure enough, that's what that message pretty much said. I was just, she told me, because I talked to her, she was like, he was confused for an hour. He was still, she said he was still sitting there wondering if I was going to show up.
I was fucking lost, dude. I didn't know what the fuck to think.
Hey, I was like, because I was going to show up at first, and then it's like vanish and let her show up, but I was like, ah, I ain't going to do all that. I was like, whatever. Hey, but happy Valentine's Day to you, bro. Hot chick, good beer. Perfect.
Hell yeah. Badass.
Yeah, exactly. And then Sunday we went out on our usual Monday day off shit, our usual scoutings. We went to Alhambra and yeah, my kneecap still hurt, bro.
TPO got that alcohol in him. Started acting the damn fool.
I was letting 47-year-old niggas throw me across the room to dance more.
Yeah. Dance battles and shit.
Yeah, dance battles. I'm sorry, man. When it got late, like, cause they was playing some decent music at the first, and then they started getting the shitty music. But you know, CJ, there was this dude here. That dude was 42 years old, in the best shape. He looked better than all three of us, probably, as far as being at that age. Or I was looking at him like I was getting kind of jealous. I ain't gonna lie, I was getting kind of pissed. So I was like, I better look like that nigga when I get. Motherfucker was in shape. I told him, "What's your secret?" He's like, "You gotta have faith." I was like, "Well, damn, I'm fucked already." But yeah, you know, once you see all the people dancing and shit like that, you know, you can't help but get excited and shit, you know. Plus we didn't have another drink for an hour, and I was just like, well, I don't want to just sit here. Especially with this Mexican dude just dancing.
That motherfucker.
There was this drunk Mexican dude, CJ, that just like kept like pretty much taking his shirt off and just dancing. Those two chicks he was dancing for, I thought I thought one of them was his girlfriend, but they kept pushing him off, and I was like, does he even know them now? And then he whispered in my ear, he was like, dude, I ain't really drunk, I'm just fucking with them. But it was good night though.
Always good times, always.
Good times, funny ass fuck times.
Oh yeah. Never
oh, and dude was taking a shit in a stall, too, by the way.
Oh, no.
Forgot about that. I mean, not the stall. He was taking it in the urinal.
That was good lord.
I notice every time we go out, Cody, whenever I go to the fucking bathroom, there's always some weird shit going on. This dude, CJ, I open up the door. The door is right there. The side of two urinals are right there. This motherfucker at the end of the urinal, he was looking like Smokey from Friday and shit. Eyes rolling the back. I was just like, what the fuck, dude? He looked up at me and was like, oh, shit, I'm at the wrong one. I was like, I just ignored him. I didn't say shit. I just went to the urinal. I just stood there, whatever. And he just kept, like, looking back and forth at me. I was just like, if I just ignore him, the nigga will go away. I just wanted him to finish taking his shit so I can get up out of here, bro. I said, damn, that's some bullshit right there, but whatever.
No pun intended.
Yeah. But good to see all of the Darkness Brothers had a nice V-Day weekend, because I know I did. Cody, you probably still trying to get over your mind fucked.
Yep, I'm still recovering.
And CJ's getting over his mind fucked to realizing that you're one of the best black actors out there right now.
Oh, yeah. It was good watching you get some VJ on your VD.
VJ on your VD?
Yeah.
VJ.
Well, on that note, questions or comments? Cynthia, she's the first one here, man. The doctors always bring a lot of comments and questions in, but Cynthia, she says, oh no, please tell me you guys really didn't lose possibly one of your best shows. Yes, we did.
It happened.
Cynthia, I can't lie, that first like half hour right there, we was on a fucking roll. We was on a roll, was we not, CJ?
We didn't even make fun of Cody.
Oh, bullshit.
That's not good. We didn't.
Bullshit.
Hey, we included all three of us in that joke, that church joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was the main heart of it.
Yeah, I was the pastor. CJ was the choir lead at CeeLo Green, and you was the confession guy, whatever, who just said, take two Man of Steels and call me in the morning. You like Mr. Freeze and shit, like, take two of these and call me in the morning. Except you better looking and act better and shit like that. And you'd probably be even more believable as Mr. Freeze than that nigga ever would be. But other than that, casting choices, man. Casting choices. But she also says, because she puts an upside down face, I'm sorry, Cynthia. You know what? Save that V-Day plan you have for your shitless boyfriend and save it for us. We'll come see you.
Right.
She said, I appreciate you guys answering my serious question twice, though. Also, the Darkness Brothers are more than welcome to enjoy my V-Day gift. But I don't know about that running a train, LOL. Can't handle all of that darkness.
Who said that? Is she projecting? Is she telling us no, but she mean yes? Is somebody saying no, but
check this out,
or her mind?
After she said, I don't know about running that train, she put LOL, so that means she wants it.
Okay, definitely.
Now, she says she can't handle all that darkness. That doesn't mean she doesn't want it. That means she's thinking in her mind like she just can't handle it all.
She wants us to attach a cart something to her, you know. We don't have to give her the full train, but we'll choo-choo one at a time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink, Cynthia.
And that's the thing, too, Cynthia. We already told you. Like, CJ is going to get you in the bus. That means you get some time to walk out to the street where I get you. And then by the time you walk up them stairs to your apartment and, you know, get to that hallway, that's going to be a long walk down that hallway. Cody be right there. So that's a lot of break time in between.
Right. You can handle that. You can recover from that.
Exactly. You Mexican. You or whatever Latin part you are, whatever. You guys have recovered from a lot of things, like selling oranges on the corner.
Wow, hey, really? Well,
the darkness train, choo choo,
choo ka choo. Hey, Cody, if it makes you feel any better, I buy them more. They're delicious, all right?
No, it doesn't.
Anyway. Hey, give me two bags of them cuties you got right there. All right, yeah. Throw some bananas in there too. Hey, where y'all get this from? It's delicious, nigga. Mexico, senor. Oh, take it back, Ninja. I want this shit. Carol, she says, yeah, I'm with you, CJ. I think that they should completely go with their whole new Green Lantern character. Ain't like people are going to care if it's John Stewart or Hal Jordan. I say that because Hal Jordan failed in his solo film. And plus, people are wanting to see Batman and Superman more than anything. How do you guys think DC will crowbar Green Lantern into this movie? I'm sure Lois Lane / Amy Adams can lend an extra crowbar after her performance in Man of Steel. I don't know if she has any more crowbars, though.
Man, I don't know how they're going to put him in there. I don't know. They can just have him
they had a perfect opportunity. I mean, shit, they talk so much about fucking space and Man of Steel. This shit, that'd have been a perfect intro. Like, if anything, that would have been the most logical, like, Easter egg to be thrown in there. It's like, oh, hey,
yeah.
You know, there's a spaceship from called, well, it's part of the Phantom Zone, I guess, that just came out of nowhere in the Green Lantern Corps sector. I'm sure they saw that somehow. I mean, they had to have seen that and just went to Metropolis to scope this out. Like, hey, what the hell is this? And, you know, they see Superman. They just like, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm here to protect the people. It's like, yeah, but you didn't kill half the people here, so we got to take you up to Oa. You fucking destroying bastard, you. It would be funny if the Green Lantern Corps got there where he snapped his neck off. And they just looked at him and was like, dude. Like, they didn't know who was the hero or the bad guy, but they just saw him snap.
You know, they're pushy, so they're cops, so they would have sprinkled some kryptonite on him or something like that. So they're like, well, you know, he tried to murder him.
That would have been funny as fuck, though. Like, they just land, like, as soon as they turn around, they see him just snapping his neck, and they just go like, oh, dude. And Superman's like, oh, the crisis is over. And he's like, yeah, you coming with us. They slap, like, some fucking Green Lantern handcuffs on him and shit.
Fly him off.
The fuck is this? Amethyst Chaos. She says, which I find out she's a chick. So I was like, oh, I keep forgetting we have more women than men on this goddamn site. But,
awesome.
Yeah, it's even better, actually. But she says, what do you, P1, think of some fans of the Marvel Comics who thought Thor and Storm should have a romantic relationship? By the way, thanks for answering my question, my darkness brothers. Long live the darkness.
Darkness. Man, I never thought about that.
That's fan art right now. I mean, like, that's fan fiction and shit right now. Like, everybody knows that Black Panther and Storm is split because, you know, Storm supposed to be the queen of Wakanda now, you know, so she didn't know her place. So T'Challa said, bitch, you got to go now. You were the queen. You don't do this petty shit for Xavier. What's wrong with you? And she didn't know her place. So people have been writing some fan fiction about her and Thor hooking up, something like that. And what do I think about it?
Interracial porn, yeah. Thor and...
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I actually liked, I was actually one of the few that actually liked Black Panther and Storm, because I know a lot of people felt that they were like, oh, they were forced together because they're they're two major black characters in the comic. But I was like, yeah, but it kind of makes sense though, because the Wakandan people kind of believe in like witch gods of like that control lightning and shit like that. So I was like, they believe in that voodoo shit. So I was like, yeah, it makes sense. And she was kind of a voodoo bitch herself. So, I don't mind it though. I think it'd be interesting. See how Thor reacts to having someone almost just as strong as he, well, not as just as strong, but, you know, having the same powers as him. See how he reacts to that. Maybe he might want to fight her or something. I think Thor would beat her, though. That's just me, though.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
He'd be like, oh, he would either take her to a bar and try to drink her to death or something, or like, she would be like the ultimate bro chick for him and shit, you know? Oh, that bitch Jane could do none of this. You truly are a black goddess.
You know how to work your way on those thunders.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. And then when
look at that thunder thigh. Jesus.
And that thigh's bouncing up on that mighty hammer of his, or whatever, he's going to be like, oh, he's going to be singing like that dude that CJ brought up that had the same voice as Lil Wayne. He's going to be speaking gibberish and shit. Yeah, but I don't think... I don't know. Marvel does kind of follow the fans a lot, though, and a lot of people have been wanting a Thor and Storm relationship. I would never problem with it. I think it'd be interesting.
Watch, we're going to see it, and it's going to be thanks to, to us that they're going to put that together now.
They better put that together. It's funny because I was reading the forums of that shit, and they said, not that Halle Berry Storm. I was like, oh, thank God, people agree with me now. Get Michonne in there. She knows how to handle a weapon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By the way, there's talks of Chiwetel Ejiofor maybe Black Panther. Thank God. Next question comes from Roland Winchell. He says, really, CJ, you don't think they use black actors in some films to get a black audience in theaters? It's pretty obvious, and there's nothing wrong with it because it's a nice marketing gimmick. About Last Night is a perfect example because it's a remake that had a cast of an all-white cast now. Now it's an all-black cast. And who are the majority going to see this film? My question would be, do you guys like or dislike when they remake a film and put an all-black cast in it to show you how the film would look from the black perspective?
I don't mind it if it's not stereotypical or that.
See, right.
So,
what was the main one that did that? I think it was that that fucking that goddamn that wedding movie with Martin Lawrence and shit.
Ah, yeah, I forgot what that was called.
Forgot what that was called because that had an all white cast in it, and it didn't. It was nowhere near the buffoon shit that was in that black one.
What they need to do is do a white reversal and make a white Madea movie.
I think they did that. It's called Anything with Larry the Cable Guy.
I mean, he need to be in a dress.
He was in Tooth Fairy 2s. So he wore.
Okay.
Not only was it a dress, it was a goddamn tutu, though.
Yeah. You know, if they didn't make a movie, I don't care if they did black people. I don't need to see a black perspective through it, you know.
You make some good points in here, though, as far as, like he said about Last Night, being a perfect example of that, which it was an all-white cast movie, but you put a black cast in it, and who is the majority in theater seeing it now? Black people. But, you know, About Last Night is actually, I can't think if this is the first one, but it's got to be one of the first in my recent memory that's saying that it did that and actually worked. They, like Cody said, it wasn't playing just black people to be fucking buffoonish or making an ass or something like that. They actually made up characters and shit like that. So, like CJ said, I don't mind it either if they do what About Last Night did, but if they do what that damn goddamn funeral movie did, and you know, it's like, hey.
But,
mm-hmm. Go ahead, Zeta.
No, I was going to say, like, along the night, you know, like, I know they do, you know, they do put black people, you know, like, make an all-black cast to try to appeal to black people. But, I don't think that movie, people would have noticed that that's what they were trying to do with that kind of movie. And then you look at other movies where it's blatantly obvious, like, Look Who's Coming to Dinner. They just did that in reverse, and good lord.
Another thing could be said about that too is like with certain black comedians that they speak to the black audience that are not a lot of like they're like not that mainstream. Kevin Hart was one of those guys. I think now he's pretty mainstream enough now though, where whether it's Mexican, white or anything. I don't know about white. I don't know about that part, but, you know, any other minority group is known to him. But, you know, back then when he first started, he was only appealing to the black people.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of white people, they do like Kevin Hart now.
Oh, okay.
And he actually, I remember him, I didn't know that he was in this movie called The Superhero Movie. It was like a superhero parody movie.
Oh, I know exactly which one you're talking about, too. That I think it was called Superhero Movie.
I think you recall that, too. It was okay.
God damn, it had your boy in there, Man of Steel. I remember it spoofed Superman or some shit like that. He took a bullet to the eye or some shit like that or whatever. He's supposed to be like Spider-Man or something like that. But like,
yeah,
But he was like a Green Hornet or something.
Yeah.
God damn, those were dark days in spoof. Well, what am I talking about? It's still dark days.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Did you see Scary Movie 5 last year, P1? Yes, the fuck I did. It made Lena run away. Anyway.
You're like, this how black people supposed to be? Okay, I gotta quit.
You know why she left? She got tired of her white friends always asking her, so this is how you guys really act? You know what? I didn't ask answer Cynthia's question to go back, and I was looking, I was like, but she also had after that train part where she says, what was the worst gift that an ex or current girlfriend has ever given you guys?
Herpes.
How'd you get rid of them?
You got
tropical cream.
You get more herpes. If you get super herpes, it would counteract the regular herpes.
You know, the best thing about having those herpes in, CJ, is like when you meet a chick that has it already, you ain't got to worry about protection or nothing like that. You just go all into it. Oh, I know mine. Mine is a fucking blanket. That shit pissed me off. Bitch gave me a Calvin blanket one time. And I was looking at that shit like, what is this? Because, you know, like the blankets all fold up into the little pouch and shit like that. I was like, oh, what is this?
Did she think you were part like Native American and she was trying to kill you? You know, she sneezed on this.
You know how I know that wasn't true? Because it was actually, it was Calvin Klein. So I was just like, she was like, I know you like, you wear a lot of Calvin Klein and like Calvin Klein. I was looking at it. I was like, and I was like, oh, maybe it's a jacket or something. I took it out that bag and I looked at it. And I was like, it's supposed to be like an extra long scarf or something? What is this? I said, it's a blanket. I said, what in the fuck you get me a blanket for?
Do I look like an old lady?
It's like, I asked her, I said, did you knit this? That gift pissed me off. One chick gave me hot sauce one time.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Oh, my Lord, that shit pissed me off. Gave me two bottles of hot sauce. It had like a little heart on it and everything. It was like some special made hot sauce. I was looking at that like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? He's like, you put it on your food. I was like, all right, man. See, I know y'all you're horrible at gifts or whatever, but you got to understand, nigga don't want this shit. How about you, Cody?
This is years ago. This one girl gave me Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
That hasn't been awesome.
No, not at all.
Get you the Blu-ray? Yes. She got you the DVD? Oh, that bitch.
This is before like Blu-rays were like really a thing, so.
Oh, okay, well then never mind.
I can't see that damn movie. No.
Is it a special edition at least?
No.
Okay, well then, deep bitch. Anyway. She couldn't get you Pirates of the Caribbean, Black Pearl, or whatever the fuck that movie, Black Chest or something. What a dead man's chest, some shit like that. Fuck that movie all up, anyway. Holly. She says, couldn't stop laughing at karaoke time on the darkness, LOL. Even though I'm white. We knew that, with your name being Holly and all. I listen to all types of music, and hip-hop is my favorite genre.
I feel so sorry for you.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think there will be a point where hip-hop will regenerate itself as the dominant form of music again? No.
Are you talking about dominant as a quality, or is it dominant as just popularity, period?
She said genre, so I'm thinking she's saying just dominating, dominant form of music. Because remember, hip-hop back then was pretty huge.
No, it was.
I think it still is, but it's... You've seen a lot more black people switch to alternative rock.
Yeah. Electronic music and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
Meet those black people.
Go ahead, CJ.
I needed to meet those black people.
Yeah, you're talking to them.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say.
Oh, well, I'm done. I'm good then. I filled my quota.
Talking to two of them right now. So that's all you need to know now. You got three of us.
I know.
There you go, Holly. Electronic house music, that's my shit, all right? Anything? One more chance. Or time. All
right. Time? Come on, man.
Chance. Goddamn. I was sorry. I was looking at this hip-hop thing by... Goddamn.
One more chance.
So, no, I don't think it'll ever get there at this point. Did you see the Grammys?
Yeah.
That answers the question right there.
We talked about that.
Unless Daft Punk starts doing it with Kendrick Lamar, that's the only thing I can see. I shouldn't have put that out there, but... next one comes from Claudiette. She says, I hope I spelled that name right. Sorry if my question makes no sense. My English isn't the best. I'm from the Netherlands. Oh.
What?
I know we got an audience down there. I've been looking at the numbers down there, whatever. And as a matter of fact, we got one down there. She is fucking hot. Oh my Lord.
You want to be American girl?
Oh, she's supposed to be coming out here soon. That's what I heard. So you know, I can't wait for that. I'm gonna show her the P1 mansion real quick and whatever, which is pretty much my damn hallway and den because I just can't make it to the bedroom. I'm saving that for something else. Anyway, she says, I'm from the Netherlands, and down here we love dancing. What are some of your favorite hip-hop dance songs? Shit. Tootsie Roll. 6ix9ine Boys, girl. And Cody's Laffy Taffy.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
Yeah, this is classic, man. And CJ is just, fuck you.
Yep.
He listens to that song when he's depressed, sad, happy. That song fits in all categories of emotions.
It does.
Cody, you got one?
I think I got one from the mid-90s, the LL Cool J song. It's Loungin', the one featuring Total.
Oh, that's my shit right there.
I dig the hell out of that song. That's a good one.
For my dancing, shit. Well, if you'd have saw me this Sunday, you'd be like, you don't give a fuck. You want to know what my song is? If people is moving and I'm grooving. That's my yeah, I'm really getting into electronic as far as that, but if I had to go hip hop, there's this Mos Def song called Sex, Love, and Money.
Oh, yep. It's a good one.
Love that fucking song. And that's pretty much a goddamn dance song, if you will. That shit's badass. Plus, it's got like my three favorite things in it, except for the love part. I don't know. Well, you can love your money and sex, so I guess that's the same thing. So. Can't believe we never brought up Mos Def, man. That brother was hot as fuck too, as well.
Yeah.
As far as you can go.
A bad man thing. Yeah. Wait, no, that Q-Tip. I'm getting confused.
Compton, sex, love, and money. It doesn't work that way, so never mind. Steve, he says, were any of the Darkness Brothers a hip-hop child of the 80s? By that, I mean boombox, sweatpants, and breakdancing on cardboard.
Oh, hell no.
First of all, I was only 2 in the 80s.
Yeah, I wasn't even alive, so...
Jody wasn't alive. Yep. I was only 2. Even though
whatever pictures I have of me in the '80s, my mom dressed me up that way. So, you know, so if you got fine pictures like that, then that ain't my fault. That wasn't my doing.
My mom was a dancer and singer in the '80s and shit. And if you see old videos of my ass, she had my ass dancing and all kinds of shit. So it just fell in the blood. But boombox, I had one, but I wasn't carrying a motherfucker around with me. Sweatpants, when I had practice, so yeah, I guess so. And breakdancing on cardboard, nigga, I did on the streets. We didn't have cardboard in Compton.
They didn't even have concrete.
Yeah, exactly. We ain't had cardboard. We ain't New York. We ain't fancy like them. Come on.
I love it.
So, didn't need none of that shit.
Breakdancing on rocks,
damn straight.
Jacket rocks
on 9mm bullets and shit. That's what we was breakdancing. Did a cartwheel over that shit. Matter of fact, the first time I did it was in my mom's living room and broke her coffee table. I tried to put it back together and told my brother to touch it, and it fell apart. And I was like, "Look what you did!" Thanks, bro, for taking that ass beating for me. Anyway. Last comment I got here is from Andrew. He says, I love my girlfriend, but this Valentine's Day, she got me a fucking tie. And in the words of P1, the fuck? What is the worst Valentine's Day gift you ever may have ever gotten? And do you usually go all out of your lady or go cheap? Well, we've kind of already answered that.
Well, first, he shouldn't be complaining about no tie. She'd probably give him a hint saying, get your ass a job. So you got to look at the context, too, brother. All right?
I'm telling you this right now. Women don't get used to give it. I mean, if that bitch got you some socks, that means you got some holy-ass socks or something like that.
Right. Yeah, I know. A good woman is like your mother. They're going to start buying you clothes because they want you to throw out something old that you need to throw out or you need.
My ex that I was with in a relationship for a very long time, she got me some ties one time. Two of them was purple. If anybody knows P1, I wear three fucking colors and three colors on it. Black, white, or gray. I don't wear that shit. But she, for some reason, when we first met each other, she always, because, you know, I fast talk. I talk my way out of any goddamn situation or something like that. She pictured me as a pimp for the 3 years we were together and shit. So she said one time she had a dream of me in a purple suit with a purple tie on and shit. And I swear to God, she got them goddamn ties just so she could throw me a hint that, like, you want to wear a purple suit or something like that? Just like...
You should have took that that purple tie and tied around her neck.
I still had
that. What you should do, brother, out there. You should just take that tie that your girlfriend gave you and tie it around her neck and then say, like, oh, I thought that was what you want me to do.
Yeah, we already told her, like, mine was a fucking blanket and some hot sauce. I don't think it'll get no worse than fucking hot sauce. But as far as going all out for your girl or you go cheap, I go all out. I'm not going to lie.
I'm starting to be a little stingy now. It's like, it depends.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how much is she giving back, if you know what I mean? You know, not saying that, that she don't have to, but if I, you know, like, you don't take the first girl to a melting pot.
It's
the first date.
It sure sound like Andrew's supposed to be saying that she's supposed to give it all up. Like, bitch, I got you dinner and everything. We went to go see a shitty fucking movie called Endless Love. You give me a tie. I got three, one.
Like, unless I know I'm automatically going to get some that night, then too. The world is her oyster, you know. But if I'm just meeting her, I don't know how cool she is about stuff. If I don't know if she don't like to go downtown, take the train downtown.
You need to watch Don John, and women don't do that no more. They just tease you and shit.
Yeah, they sure do. Well, her ass with me, always eating at Wendy's and McDonald's.
Exactly. And they wonder why men beat on them. Anyway. It's like, don't do that. That's fun. I had one chick that do that to me one time, and I just looked at her and was just like, man, I've never had a boner go away so quickly before. I was like,
I swear, if I ever took a girl out and she wasn't like, I just can't stand people who are not appreciative. So if I took a girl out and she wasn't appreciative, and I spent a lot of money on the food, I would take my two fingers and stick it right down her fucking throat and make it throw up all the way back up.
Christ.
Oh. Yeah.
Darkness.
God.
I thought you were going to say you're going to stick it up her ass and get your horniness on the day.
Oh, no.
You'd be like, you know what? I'm fucking something tonight. Whether it's you fucking me in the ass or fuck you in the ass, I'm fucking something tonight.
I'm taking it.
Exactly. I'll take it, shit. You know how big I am? For me, I go all out because I don't know. I guess I hit an eight. Well, I was always like that with mom and sister and shit like that. But for women, I guess it kind of just amped up a little bit. I guess it goes back to the entertainment thing. I like making people laugh. I like making people happy, I guess, at times. Especially my significant loved ones in my life, if you will. So I like making them feel special on them kind of days and shit like that. And doesn't mean I'm going to get shit. I'm past that at that age now where I'm just like, if I don't get none, I got my right and left hand. I don't give a fuck. Something called the internet, and it's got about 3,000 and probably 3 million videos on that. I find out I save a lot more taxi vouchers that way. Anyway. How about you, Cody?
I'm not usually in a relationship around Valentine's Day or involved anybody, so I can't really answer that question.
Birthdays or Christmas? What?
No, I haven't really gone above and beyond. Because, like I said, I haven't done a relationship in a long time, so...
That nigga says I only date him in the summer when there ain't no holidays. Bitch, it's spring break and that's it, and you don't get no gift. The last date he went on was Man of Steel. He took it to the theater, and she's like, I don't want to see it. So he's like, bitch, this is your gift for the week, okay? You sit here and you love it. She's like, Cody, I'm hungry. Well, bitch, ain't you getting fulfilled right now with this movie? He gonna show it to his new girlfriend right now and stuff like that too. Like, I don't want to watch this, Cody. And he's gonna pull up that video of that baby that's watching Man of Steel, and he'd be like, "Look how excited this baby is."
What?
If you can't get this excited, you guys saw that video of that baby that was watching Man of Steel?
No, I haven't seen this one yet. No.
Oh, this is just the baby watching Man of Steel when like Superman flies off, like the baby just throws his hands off in the air and starts smiling and shit like that and stuff. They just filmed it. I was like, that's Cody right there. That was that nigga in that theater. I saw some hands riz up in the air. And he's like, and then an hour passed by, and he realized, damn, he's still doing it. I'm tired. Well, that's all the questions I got, though, man. People, we gave you all kinds of hip hop, from Master P to Wu-Tang to goddamn Kendrick Lamar. We gave you a contest. We answered your questions, and hopefully, all of this is still recording.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But that's been another long edition of the Darkness Presents. Darkness History Month presenting the stylistic of hip hop. If you want to call it that, I guess. The state of hip hop, let's just call it that. I'm Phenomenal One.
Yeah, I'm Chicago John the Bear.
I'm Cody.
And we'll catch you bastards later. Or you darkies later.
Later.
Darkness, everybody! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody! Darkness!